Hey, I'm doing this bit on my own. Hey, Aiden's not joining in.
I was looking at something on my phone. You were literally like, are you ready? And I was like, yeah, I'm ready. And I'm just reading something.
And you just go, oh. That's Aiden's contribution to the famous opening.
I'll put that down.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this bit on my own as well, even though I normally do. Welcome back, everyone, to Bad Film Good, the podcast where myself and sometimes Aiden, if he gets off his bloody phone, look at poorly rated movies and we ask the question, is this bad film good? What was on your phone, Aiden? Was that good?
Yeah, it was good, yeah. I can't tell you.
You want to share with the class?
No, because you haven't seen Barbie yet, so...
Sure. Well, I'm seeing it tomorrow, so... my name is Declan...
Oh, yeah.
Aiden, get off your goddamn phone.
I'm Aiden.
You'd think this is a bit. It may be a bit now, but it wasn't a bit in the beginning.
No, I did miss the A's.
Yeah. But yeah, so today we will be looking at movie 43.
Or will we?
Oh, no. We got something else? Have you got a bit that you're going to do?
No.
All right. Well, before we get to movie 43, tell me, what is 43 Shrekings this week? I don't know.
Not your best.
No, not my best. But you gotta, look, you win some, you lose some.
Look, this is an article from the Digital Fix, and I clicked on this. Well, I saw the as I scroll through Google and look at the next articles, the most recent ones, and all of the ones which have relevance. Most of the articles nowadays are Shrek the Musical is playing in this town today, and I'm like, yeah, don't care, give me some juice. And then I saw this, and I was like, oh, we've done that. And then I looked again, and I was like, no, this is almost the same. But it's much dumber. So this is an article from Digital Fix, and it's how to watch the Shrek movies in order.
What do you mean, how to watch them in order? I guess that kind of does make sense in English, like how to watch them in order, but I don't know. That's dumb.
What are the steps? I wonder, because I haven't pre-read this, because I thought, I mean, what's it going to be, the list?
It's they're gonna include whatever stupid like, this was like a straight to kids TV mini movie, and this is where it fits into the canon.
I feel like you're giving this article and journalist too much credit.
True.
Because spoilers, they didn't do that. So this is an article, and it says, "How do you watch the Shrek movies in order?" Shrek, you know him, you love him, but do you know the best order to watch the adventures of DreamWorks' biggest and best character?
I don't know, 1 through 4.
Now, but...
You're like, wait for it.
Yeah,
wait,
hang on.
Just wait for it.
Because they've got you. Let me read this bit. The Shrek animated movie series includes some of the best movies for families around, and they're accessible and entertaining, for the most part. Damn, savage. Previously, it was pretty easy to figure out how to watch the family movie series because of their nifty number-based naming system.
Oh my Jesus Christ. They're really trying to get the word count in, aren't they?
Where the sequels have
nifty
numbers.
Number-based system?
Yeah, where the sequels have numbers next to them. Thanks, Digital Fix.
Crazy. They're talking crazy, honestly.
Remember
such
when
bold
movies
words.
Used to do that? You mean like all the time now? They still do. What the fuck?
Yeah, expend four balls. What are you talking about? The Meg 2.
Yeah, the Meg 2, expend four balls, the two greatest cinematic releases of this year. but now that Shrek has another spin-off with critically acclaimed new movie, Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, things are getting a little bit more muddled. So,
oh, Christ. So we're at a point where if a movie doesn't have a number on it so you know which way to count, people are like, oh, I don't know. Does it? When do I watch it in my marathon?
So we've
just watch it. Just watch the damn film. Nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah, it's Shrek, man. Like, what?
Oh my god. This is why we get films like Madagascar Escape to Africa. Because they're like, we can't just call it Escape to Africa. They have to know that it's the second film, and we're going to clearly label that by putting a 2 in it.
This
Madagascar
is why we're
2,
getting...
Escape 2, Africa 2.
Yeah, this is why we're getting Expendable Balls.
Or, but then they're confusing people by putting Fant 4 stick. Where's Fant 1 through 3 stick, you know?
Holy shit. That's why it flopped.
That's why they stopped.
God damn. Yeah. You've cracked the code.
Look, I'm well versed in film lore.
Yeah. I love how they... So they've said, so, we've taken it upon ourselves to do what's right and put together a guide on how to watch the Shrek movies in order, chronologically speaking. I can't believe that people can work this out for themselves. Imagine Googling this and being like, shit, what comes first? Is it Shrek 2?
God, digital fix, they're doing the right heroic thing.
So, the list is, in chronological order.
Yeah.
Puss in Boots, Shrek, Shrek 2, Shrek the Third, Shrek Forever After,
oh,
Puss in Boots, The Last Wish.
That's it. Brilliant. So they literally, hang on, no, what they did was, they looked at the Shrek films, and they were like, huh, the first Puss in Boots movie, which, by the way, I haven't seen, so I don't even know if this is correct. I'm assuming that it is.
Yeah, it is.
But I don't know how much trust I can place in them. They're like, the first Puss in Boots movie is technically a prequel to the Shrek films. We have to write an article about the correct viewing order.
Yeah, and then they looked at the order and they were like, oh, then it's just chronological. As in the order they released is of the chronological order.
No, apart from the Puss in Boots one, right?
Well, yeah,
Puss
yeah.
Puss one was after
Shrek. Yeah. If you ignore Puss in Boots...
That's literally it. They're just like, put this one in front. And that's it. But then at the same time, you don't want to do that. And I hate... And this is... look, this is a... I never watch things in chronological, like, timeline, order, whatever. I'm sure, you know, you can have things like that, but I just hate that bullshit where they're just like, watch... Because what? You're going to watch Puss in Boots and be like... I don't know, like, what's... Okay, so this is just, like,
this cat.
Is just, like, Puss in Boots. This is a cat in a thing, and I don't know what he does in the first film, but you'd be like, okay. And then you watch the first Shrek film, and you're like, this has nothing to do with... Because he doesn't come in until the second film, right?
Puss in Boots. Yeah, exactly.
So then you're like, what? And then he comes in the second one, and you're like, oh, well, I know who he is already, and I think he's portrayed
first,
as bad originally.
The first one has Humpty Dumpty in it, but he's kind of like the only notable nursery like character of note that's like a nursery rhyme or a fairy tale or whatever. So you'd be like,
yeah,
okay, so it's just like a ninja cat, but Humpty Dumpty's like a character, a real character.
So yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which other fairy tales are real? Oh, I guess all of them. Anyway,
who's this ogre?
Yeah, yeah.
But
anyway,
to be fair, I mean, if you don't know Shrek.
The article goes on, like, it does the list, and then, because he had to do more than just list the films, he's done a breakdown of each film, which we have seen thousands of times.
Yeah. A slow day at a slow office.
Yeah.
So.
This is... I think they've got a track record, because you know how sometimes on sites you scroll down and it goes to the next article? The next article is New Movies 2023. Full release list of all the upcoming films. They're just fucking listing shit.
Yeah. I mean, they love a list. A list gets clicks, unfortunately. You know, top 10 ways to get people to click on my goddamn ad revenue page thing, whatever.
Nice, well done.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah,
should we go on to the next bit?
Yeah, let's do the thing.
Let's do this fucking film. Right, so, movie 43 is the one we will be talking about today, which we watched... well, I mean, I watched it on Amazon Prime. I'm assuming you probably did the same. Which, oh, fuck, do you know what? That is one thing I didn't do. Well, there's kind of an interesting thing with this. I'm going to look it up quick to see what the description is on Amazon Prime, because we'll get into it. You might have some notes on this anyway, maybe?
We'll see.
But the film isn't always the same.
Wait,
so let me... Oh, okay, maybe you don't know about this. So I'll get to that in a minute. Let me just find this up. So, yes. Movie 43, which Amazon describes as being a series of interconnected short films, follows... Oh, wait, what? Yeah, okay, so this is wrong. That is really interesting. So, totally part of my plan. Aiden, tell me if this is the movie that you watched. A series of interconnected short films follows a washed-up producer as he pitches hilarious and insane storylines following some of the biggest stars in Hollywood. Sorry, featuring some of the biggest stars in Hollywood.
What? No.
No, that's not the film you watched, and that's not the film I watched. It is the same film, but basically... Okay, so movie 43, it does work in that way where there are lots of little kind of short skits, film kind of silly ideas and stuff. But there is this interconnecting story, which we watched to do with these three kids who are trying to discover what movie 43 is.
That's what I
like
watched.
It's some fabled film, which is actually just being made up by one of them. And... apparently, what I read was that in the, like, American release and stuff, the interconnected story isn't that. It is this producer who's pitching all these, like, story ideas and whatever. But in the UK release and a couple other places, I think, it's this one instead.
What? Why?
Which is so strange, and I don't know why. And honestly, I would have preferred the other one.
Yeah,
no,
probably.
It's literally just, I think it's just the stuff that they shot as the like segue in between all of those different little clips and things, all the different little short kind of stories. It was just a different reason as to why we're seeing them, or it's a different, I don't know what you call it, just like a different interconnecting story.
But is there...
versions.
Like,
but it's
more, is there like an Australian version where it's a third thing?
Oh, no, it's just two. Just two versions.
Why? That's so
weird. I don't
know.
I have no idea why. I didn't look fully into it, but I just saw on them... when I was looking it up, I just saw that it said that.
That's so weird.
I thought it was really, really strange.
Yeah.
But before we get fully into it, Aiden, why don't you tell us some thingies about the film?
All right, let me... Me. Right. So this was made in 2013, directed by... Let me just stretch
Oh, God. Get the list out.
Stephen Brill, Peter Farley, Will Graham, Steve Carr, Griffin Dunn, James Duffy, Jonathan Van Tolken, Elizabeth Banks, Patrick Fosberth, Brett Ratner, Rusty Cundliff, James Gunn.
Sorry? James Gunn?
Yeah, James Gunn. Bob Odenkirk, Steve Barker, and Damon Escott.
And
it
Steve
stars... And Steepish. No, that was directed.
But
He's the overlord. He's like the overseer.
Oh, I see.
It stars.
Oh, God.
Terrence Howard, which we'll get.
That's it.
Elizabeth Banks, Kristen Bell, Halle Berry, Leslie Bibb, Kate Bosworth, Steve Buscemi, Jared Butler, Josh Duhamel? Anna Faris, Richard Gere, Terrence Howard again. I've written him twice. Hugh Jackman, Johnny Knoxville, Justin Long, Christopher Mintz-Plasse, Chloe Grace Moretz, Chris Pratt, Liv Schreiberg, Emma Stone, Jason Sudeikis, Uma Thurman, Naomi Watts, and Kate Winslet. This had a budget of $6 million. And I know, like, on the one hand, you're like, this many fucking people, $6 million, that's pretty good. But then also, you're like, they are like 5-minute sketches, which are all pretty simple.
Yeah.
So maybe that's, I don't know, like, but it made $32 million, which is terrible. But then again, if it costs $6 million, I don't think they care.
Yeah, they got their money back.
Yeah, 4.3 out of 10 on IMDb, 4% on Rotten Tomatoes, and only 18 Metal Crickets liked it.
That's low on the cricket scale.
Yeah, yeah, that's low, baby. But yeah, let's fucking get into it. I mean, like, should we just go through, as we've mentioned, it's just a series of short sketches. So I don't know what your notes are like, but I've sort of just made notes on the sketches.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of split it up a little bit. So I've got, I made a little list of all the different things, and then all the different like ones we saw.
Yeah.
And then I just sort of had my continuous notes as it's going along, which do sort of relate to some of these. So
that would really sound like a fart. I know it was
a car. it was a car. no, so what I'll do is I'll quickly just give you the names of what I called these short films as I was noting them down.
Yeah.
And then we can just talk sort of generally about everything and maybe go through them and what we thought and stuff, yeah. So, 1 through 13, we have Hugh Jackman, Bull Neck. Shameless, Homeschooling.
Yeah.
You get that reference. Poop on Me, Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
Romance on the Intercom. Naked iPod.
What's Romance on the Intercom?
You know the intercoms that you press in like, what you call them? Fucking, like, stores, where they press the thing and they're like,
oh, yeah, yeah,
can
yeah.
all
yeah,
employees
yeah,
come to the fucking thing, please?
I remember that. Yeah. Emma Stone.
Romance on the Intercom. Yeah. Oh, the woman that was stoned. Yeah. iBabe, Naked iPod.
Yeah.
Robin Speed Dating.
Yeah.
Machines Are Full of Kids.
Yeah.
iBabe is Cutting Off Dicks.
Yeah.
McLovin is a nonce and a perv.
Yeah.
The Basement Leprechaun.
Yeah.
Merchant and Berry, Truth and Dare.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Coach, Terrence Howard.
Sure.
And then Garfield is 2D and awful.
Okay.
I don't know if I missed one, because I saw on the thing it said there were 14. I don't know whether I've missed one of the, like, well, ads or something, maybe, because there's, like, fake ads.
There's, I guess, the iBabe comes twice, doesn't it?
Yeah, although there was an ad at the end of the McLovin one, which we'll talk about as well, which maybe counts. I don't know. But so you've got lots of wildly different, but also kind of on the same line, short little stories, some which I thought were great, some which I was a bit like, don't know about this.
It's very interesting. Like, yeah, because it's like, I think the nature of this, the ratings are like, I don't know, it's a comedy film, they never get good ratings anyway, but it's also like, it just depends what you're, they're all quite similar humour, but then it's just like some things you'll find funnier than others.
Yeah.
But one thing I had is that, weirdly, each sketch is very sexual. Like, in one way or another,
that's
they're
true.
All, like, really horny. And I was like, what the fuck is going on with these, like, celebrities? Are just like, yeah, Halle Berry, her boobs are, like, the biggest boobs ever. And also, Kristen Bell, she's a man, and she's got and then Jason Sudeikis looks up her skirt, and he's Batman. Yeah,
that is true.
It's
that
so is weird. True. Like, it's just like,
I didn't think about it really, because, but looking through all of these, apart from maybe one of the ads.
Is
the kids one. Yeah, apart from that, I think, yeah, you are right. They are all very... And it's... I mean, I don't know whether they just had somebody kind of overall looking through all of this, but it was very... I guess they were kind of given, like, a general feel of, like... Because if it was all wildly, completely different, then they wouldn't feel like they meshed. So maybe that was just the angle they chose to mesh them. But like, if it was literally, like, one of them was a Nolan fucking short movie... And one of them was like a rom-com and one of them was a terrifying horror thriller.
Well, I think the brief would have to be like they're all comedy sketches. But
yeah, I suppose I was using it broader.
If it's just parallel thought or there was a brief that is like, oh, they're all
maybe it's
like
of the time as well.
Yeah, I suppose.
Because it's, what is, 2013? Yeah, I guess.
It's all
still
like
early, like comedy, 2010s. Yeah. Like,
okay, so the first one, I don't have much to say. It's just like the bit that it's Hugh Jackman with balls on his neck.
Oh, wait, no, before okay, that's a great point to pause, put a pause on that. before we talk about that, should we talk about the interconnected?
Oh, yeah, the boys.
So, yeah, so I would have much preferred that other idea of a producer pitching all these ideas, and then apparently it gets a bit out of hand and he ends up pulling a gun on the guy and telling him to listen to the stories and whatever, and yeah. Because I didn't give two fucks about this stupid in-between story. It was silly and, like, I didn't have a problem with the notion of it, really, but it just felt too... The whole thing with everything being sexualized and stuff... is kind of part of why I said some of it I thought was all right, some of it wasn't so much, because some of it just made me feel a bit uncomfortable. Like, it just made me cringe.
Yeah.
Like, it's that kind of 2000s, like, when it first started, I was like, oh, I love the kind of shitty 2000s understanding of technology, where he's like, I'm hacking into their mainframe, and he's
the
just
guy
typing,
literally
like,
just fucking clones YouTube. Like,
yeah, that was the bit. That was when I wrote that down, actually, when he said that.
He was like, so the whole thing starts, like, they're, like, trying to prank. So there's two guys. There's B-Tech Jontron and B-Tech Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
They're, like, they've uploaded...
Actually, I'd say more like B-Tech Wayne's World.
Oh, yeah.
One of them. For yeah, one of them.
Yeah, I don't know one.
He seems like he's trying to be Mike Myers, yeah.
Yeah. But like they've uploaded a YouTube video and they're getting millions of views, and then suddenly like the webcam turns on and it's one of their, like, one of the guy's brother, and he's like, ha ha, you guys are stupid. I cloned YouTube and it's a prank. You haven't got any views. And I was like, my guy just fucking cloned YouTube.
Yeah, like, cloned YouTube and then inflated their numbers, like, huh?
Yeah, like, what? Mike, yeah. This guy. I mean, like, later on we see he is just a boy genius because he's, like, hacking into the government's search engine or something.
And into the deepest, darkest corners of the web.
Yeah, it's like...
Which is brilliant because one of the other kids at some point in a search engine puts, quote, like, in quotations, movie 43, and then a plus sign, and then in quotations, is it real? to search for the fucking film.
yeah, so that's the thing. They're like, they're like, oh yeah, well, we're searching for movie 43. Have you heard of it? And he's like, no. And then it turns out, like, it is a real thing or something.
We'll get into it, but... I mean, well, we can just... I suppose we can talk about it in general. The whole thing with that is, like, they want to prank the younger brother by telling him that there is this movie that they want him to find that is impossible. It's completely illegal because if you watch it, your eyes will fall out your ass or some dumb shit. And they call it movie 43 off the top of their heads. They're doing this because they want the brother to be distracted while the older brother goes and gets his laptop, puts loads of porn on it so that it will be slow. And that's their prank because it'll be full of viruses.
Yeah.
And the brother then ends up sitting on the toilet and jerking off to porn on his brother's laptop.
Yeah.
Which, again, it's fucking hot. It's that kind of level where I'm like, just makes... I don't want to... What? I don't like this stuff.
It's
like,
a teenage boy jerking off. Like, I don't need
to see it. I don't want to see it. Yeah. I want to go back to the funny sketches, please. And you're kind of... They're, like, looking at different videos on the internet trying to find this movie 43. They also type movie 43 and nothing comes up. Literally, their fake Google is like zero results. And you're like, well, I mean,
I was like,
that's a pretty shit search engine. If,
there must you be know, billions of movies.
We need to talk about SEO. but anyway, yeah. So they're sort of looking for it, and then you get all sorts of weird things pop up, like some random Russian guy's like, "You go, you cannot look for movie 43. And then he gets attacked by some, like, kind of other mafia, like Asian mafia, like the Yakuza or something.
Sort of vibe, yeah.
It's just like this kind of silly thing. And then it ends up, in the end, they... The kid is just like, I'm gonna do the machine thing. And then the guy's like, no, don't do that. And then he brings a microwave in and hooks it up to a motherboard and puts loads of metal inside. And I'm like, And then apparently it just hacks into the mainframe of something. And then they activate. Thing is, I don't know whether they're trying to be parodying of it necessarily, because it doesn't seem... It just seems like they just threw it together and they're like, oh, it's just dumb and it's just being silly.
Yeah, it didn't feel like a
parody as such. Yeah, it was just like a silly thing within itself, I think. And then there's some like protocol. They're suddenly talking about this protocol that is being activated for some reason. Again, doesn't really make sense. And then it ends up, after all of this, it ends up that the whole time movie 43 did exist. And it was a video that was sent back in time by their future selves in a post-apocalyptic world, telling them to stop this protocol. And then the kid's like, oh, I've got to stop the protocol. Get me my laptop, after the brother has finished and has now entered the room. And he's like, oh, no, why is my laptop so slow? And they're like, because there's loads of porn on it. And he's like, why is there porn on it? And then everything explodes because... Oh, and the older brother finds out that the person he was jerking off to was his mum, without him knowing, because she didn't show her face, and he just sees that she was wearing the same stuff, and he starts freaking out and falls on the bed, and I'm like, why is this happening? What? This is just, again, just is weird, to be honest.
Well, they do that. They have a track record of it, because in one of them... we'll get to.
Oh, God. Yeah.
That's fucking weird. Let's get into the sketches.
Yeah. The point is that the surrounding stuff is just a bit shit.
And, yeah.
And all, really oh, and one other thing about that, just quickly. two things that were, that maybe, again, be a bit like, didn't like that. Bit odd. When they're watching this future video, when they're watching the actual quote-unquote movie 43, which is them from the future sending this message back, the older brother has like had a mental break and he's sitting in like a wheelchair and he's like crying for his mum and stuff. And then when current day him sees this, he goes, why am I Rain Man?
Oh,
that's one thing. Yep. So he says that, and then later on he says like, I don't want to be a cripple or something like that. So
I think he drops the R bomb or something as well.
I feel like that was you, maybe.
Yeah, no, that was me. Sorry.
I feel like that's just you. and then, but the weirdest bit is that you've got this full grown woman who we've never seen before is just there, and she's like, oh, I'm going to go out and fight because there's like some war going on. And then the like 12-13 year old kid that is the super genius, whatever, braces, looks like the little rattiest kid you'll ever see. It's like, turns to her and says, no, you carry my seed, I must protect you. And then they start making out, and I was like, that's pretty fucking gross.
Hell yeah, baby.
Again, there was lots of jokes like that just kind of missed the mark, and they were probably like funny back then when it was more edgy, kind of like you know, random shock humor, but now I'm just like, that's pretty gross, to be honest.
Yeah, that's paedophilia.
I don't want to hear this kid say the word seed in that context. It just kind of creeps me out. Yeah. But anyway.
So yeah, balls on the neck. You joke.
Balls on neck. What we should do is we go through each of these and we'll say whether we liked each of these. Mm-hmm. We'll say short film good or short film bad, maybe.
Oh yeah, okay, fair.
We could do like a mini thing. I'm going to say short film good for this one. For Hugh Jackman, balls on face.
Nah, short film bad.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Tell me more.
Well, sorry, I'm eating a chicken goujon.
Is he eating the chicken
goujon? Is he eating the fucking chicken goujon? I've seen that now. Did you say that to me? Or was that? Yeah, it might be my brother.
One of us,
yeah. He's eating a fucking chicken goujon.
Look at him.
It's a fucking pigeon eating a chicken goujon. Because my brother would be like, goujon.
Stupid. But yeah. No, bad film bad. Short film bad. Because,
right,
like, I didn't think it was very fun. Like, the joke is that Hugh Jackman has, balls on his neck. And it's just, like, the jokes, like, this isn't my biggest problem. But the jokes are, like, just so mid. They're just like, oh, he's got balls. Like, oh, he's bending over and he's dipped, like, oh, his neck balls have dipped into the sauce. And, like, oh, he's got pasta sauce on his neck balls. Look at his neck balls. And it just felt like very 2013.
It kind of feels like Rick and Morty, right?
No.
Really?
No.
Rick and Morty would definitely have some shit like that. He's got balls for a neck.
Yeah, but no, it just felt like fucking Family Guy shit toilet humor.
Really? That's interesting.
But the worst bit was like, they're like, oh, he like runs into a friend or something, and then there's a baby, and he's like, hold the baby, and I was like, don't fucking put testicles on a baby's head. Like, I know it's funny because it's like, it's on his neck, but I was like, that is fucked up. I have now seen.
No.
I don't care if they're fake or not. I've seen someone's testicles on a baby's head. Like, I don't give a fuck. That's fucked up.
No, bad. Dude, look, not all of it was hilarious, but there were just a couple of moments where he just did something and I just laughed and I was like, this is so fucking dumb. Also, because nobody ever acknowledges it. And I didn't know whether we're going to go with it, whether she was going to like, because they take a picture of the two of them at one point, at the very end, and then it just cuts off and that's it. It goes on to the next thing. But I thought she was going to like see a picture and there's no actual balls on his neck or something. So I don't know. I thought they were going to go somewhere with it and they didn't really in the end. They were just like, that's the joke. Let's move on.
Yeah.
But, which is why but I was no, like, honestly,
a bit
I
just like, I don't yeah. know. It was just a bit.
I don't know. Something about the balls on the baby's head just made me laugh. I just thought it was so. No, because it's just so ridiculous. I wonder if this is the one that James Gunn did. I want to know which one James Gunn did, because I don't know if we can look that up. Let me type. We're probably doing it at the same time now. If I do movie 43, shorts directors, something like that, maybe.
You're like.
Oh, yeah, you said Bob Odenkirk, right?
Yeah.
Is this, I'm thinking of this
one? Yeah, Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul, that's Bob Odenkirk, isn't it?
Yeah.
How do I see. Who did which one?
I have no idea. You said we were probably looking it up at the same time, and I laughed because you're looking it up and I'm eating a calzone. And I'm like, we're doing this.
I thought that I heard you do that little laugh, and I was like, yeah, he's not doing it, is he? Is there no? What will IMDb tell me? Is there no way to find out, like, who wrote which bit? No, directors. Yeah, here we go. So, where is he? James Gunn did. Oh, no, James Gunn did the very last one with the cat, Beezle.
Well, that's very interesting.
Just interesting.
And
yeah.
I'll get to why that's interesting later.
But yeah, the what was it called? What was this one called? It was called
Bull's Neck. Hugh Jackman Bull's Neck.
No, so because you got middle school date, you got the thread, I babe, the proposition, blah, Veronica, the pitch. So I think the pitch is the actual general one that we didn't see. That was like the outside thing. And then Happy Birthday, Machine Kids, The Catch, maybe? Or was The Catch a different one? I'm not sure. But I mean, either way, it wasn't him. It was some other people. But yeah, I don't know. I just found it's just one of those like ones where you're like, oh no, don't do that. And then I didn't find it as crude as some of the others, or like, because I think I have never found like Family Guy funny, and I've never found like Family Guy or South Park funny. A lot of people will probably be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, it's a certain type of humor.
It's just a certain type of humor, and it's just never, something about it has just never like made me laugh. I'm just like, okay, you've done the joke. Family Guy usually is, you've done the joke, and then you do it three more times, and then you kill the joke. But like, you've done it, and that's it, right?
That's how I found this. Because it was very, like, there's nothing clever about it. He's got balls in his neck, and then it's just like, oh, it's dipped in this. Oh, it's touched that. Oh, she's looking at, oh, it's chilly, the aircon's on him, so his balls have shrunk. just like, I don't know, it's just shit. Like, it was just not very clever.
Not all of the jokes landed. There was just a couple moments which did make me laugh, and I kind of warranted that as like, all right, I'll say that it's short film good. You know what I mean? It's just silly. It's just like, this guy has balls on his neck, and I'm like, brilliant. All right.
Next one, the child abuse one.
Oh my god. Cringed me out a couple of times.
Just bad. This is just, because it's just child abuse. And then, and then, like, much worse.
Yeah, so I don't know if I'll just say short film mid, maybe, because I didn't think it was great. Again, you get the joke in the first 2 seconds, and then it kind of, you get the joke as soon as they do the little kind of, you know, they pull the curtain back, like, 2 minutes in. And then it's just more of that. And you're kind of like, oh, I get this. Haha, like, they're being... The point is that this one, I guess we should explain, it's this kid that's being homeschooled, and his parents are, like, chatting with their new neighbors who've come over to say hi, and they're talking about how they homeschool their kid, but they say that they basically make it as real as environment as possible, so they just bully the shit out of him like he would be at school, and they do all sorts of stuff. But then it gets fucking weird... Because his mum is then playing the part of...
like a love interest. Or something.
Like a love interest, like a kid from school that he is into and whatever. And, you know, it gets to a point where you're like, all right, now this is a bit...
his mum's trying to make out with him.
Yeah, and his mum does. Him,
yeah, and she asks him if he has protection. His mum's going to try fuck her son.
It's that thing which I think at the time... I get it's just a real kind of dated thing, I think. Dated jokes where people at the time would be like, ha, 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 he's going to fuck his mum, isn't he? You know what I mean? Because then at the end, the whole joke is he looks like he's the perfect kid and student and whatever, because he comes downstairs and he's like, hi, and he's super polite, whatever. And then the neighbors are kind of relaxed and they're like, oh, wow. So he's actually, maybe there is a trick to the horrible things that you've done. And then he brings out his quote-unquote girlfriend, which is this horrible amalgamation that he's put together with it's a like picture a of his mum's face stuck on the front. So that's kind of it. That's the joke. And you're like, eh.
Dead. Next one. This is the worst one for me. I don't know if it is for you.
I'll give a brief look over. I feel like probably, yeah. I'd say it's the worst one for me.
My note was, oh no, Chris Pratt and Anna Faris. They're still together. Get out, Anna. Get out.
Maybe this was the catalyst.
Yeah.
you know, alongside other things as to why
because that the ended. Whole the premise is Anna Faris wants Chris Pratt to shit on her.
Yeah. And no, well, let's use the correct terminology.
Oh, sorry, to, poop to on poop her, because if, on her. If he was shitting on her, then she would be a, like, it would be...
disrespectful, like...
Yeah, like, shitting is what you do on a whore, is what they say.
As one of them says, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just, like, it's not very funny, and also, it's fucking vile. Like, it's so, so gross.
It actually made me feel... I think I've got, I said it's genuinely uncomfortable watching Chris Pratt, like, stuff his face and then drink a half a bottle of laxative and the noises they put in where he's like, and you're like, oh, no, I don't like that. And then he's just trying to poop on the moon. I thought that there was going to, again, I was giving them too much credit, I guess. I thought they were going to do a thing where he thinks that's what she meant, but there's some, like, really stupid other possible explanation of what she meant.
Yeah.
So he's, like, gonna poop on her, and she's like, what are you doing? And he's like, well, I'm gonna poop on you. And she's like, ugh, that's fucking gross. No, I wanted you to... There's a thing that's, like, one word, and it's called poop on me or something.
Yeah.
Something stupid, you know what I mean? But no, it doesn't do anything like that. And then he gets hit by a car, and poop explodes on the car, and then they just sit in the road and kiss, and he... It, like, proposes to her, and that's kind of it.
That's the joke.
It's a bit shit.
It's just shit. It's so bad.
I mean, it's literally shit. So, yeah. Short film shit, I think.
Short film shit. Yeah. The next one, Batman and Robin. Robin on
the No. Eight. Oh, you're jumping ahead. Next one was Romance on the Intercom.
Oh, yeah. With Emma Stone. I don't have any notes on that, because I was like, yeah.
That was just, yeah, it was short film mid. It was literally just like a... Yeah, yeah. I guess the joke is that they're having this weird, super intimate, like, they've clearly broken up, but they want to be together still. And they're, like, being... They're, like, insulting each other, but then being... Suddenly being super, super, like, overtly sexual towards each other and putting fingers in mouth and shit. But it's while they're doing this, the intercom is still on, and then the whole store gathers round, and then they're like, oh, we'll take your shift for you between us, so you can go and be with her.
Yeah.
The one bit that I was like, huh... But I didn't. I don't think I even made a noise. But I was just like, "That was." I get that was a bit of a joke.
Yeah.
Was after funny. After all of that, she then goes, "I'll see you at church," and I was like, "Huh, church."
Yeah, not for me.
After the sins they just like, committed.
Nope. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mid.
Mid didn't really matter. Well, then you get the so they do like a little weird kind of ad break thing. And this is where Black Mirror starts coming into this. This was the origin of Black Mirror, because you have the Eye Babe, which is just a bunch of people dancing around
a naked woman,
and just a full frontal naked woman who's got like a little iPod kind of circle in her in the middle of her like belly, with like the next and previous and play and whatever on it. And it's just people with their headphones plugged into her, dancing around her. And it's like an ad for the Eye Babe, which is, you know, to play your music on this entire, like, person that's not supposedly, but it's like a robot, quote unquote, really.
I don't get the joke.
Like, it's I guess it's just...
She's naked.
I was thinking, like, is it just them kind of taking the mick out of Apple and just like, oh, they've got the iPhone and the iPod and whatever.
I guess
this
so.
this is the Eye Babe, and it's like, because it's just so ridiculous and stupid. I think that's literally it. They were just being as again, it's this kind of random humor of being like, oh, it's an iPod, but it's a naked woman, and how stupid is that? That's it. They dance around, and then that's the end of the ad. But we come back to it in a bit. So you just have that ad. That's it. I mean. Short ad mid.
Yeah.
And then Robin speed dating.
I liked this one.
This might have been
my favorite.
I'm just looking at the rest. Maybe. I feel like, I'll just say it up top. I feel like maybe... I was going to say the Stephen Merchant one, but Yeah.
This is my second favorite, I think, actually.
Because
if you count kids inside machines,
sure,
that was
okay.
Funny. And yeah. It's funny because that's the only one that's not sexual.
Yes.
And I was like,
it's not
that's
literally
the
just like
one.
Hey, sex.
Yeah.
Funny joke.
Sex is funny.
Penis.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, Batman and Robin. It's Robin speed dating, right? And then Batman's ruining it.
Yeah, I think I liked this one just because it's Jason Sudeikis, and I think he's funny. Like, him as
okay.
Batman, just being him as Batman is, like,
yeah,
just good, I think. He's just, like, he's the meme of Batman, that Batman's just, like, a piece of shit. And
right, yeah. There was definitely a good element of that.
Yeah, yeah. It almost reminded me a little bit of Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy, because it was like like Mermaid Man's just being an asshole, but he has no idea, and
Barnacle Boy's
just like just dealing with it.
And then you have this whole segment where like what's her name, Kristen Bell, is Supergirl, and she's sat at the table with Robin, and Batman sat under the table with it. Because he's insisting that he needs to have an earpiece so he can tell Robin what to say.
Yeah.
But he's just like, oh, I can just see Supergirl's entire vagina while she's sat here.
Yeah.
And then he's like throwing all these lines in about how it's like
the hairiest.
The rainforest or whatever, and all this blah, 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 blah. But she just knows that all of that is happening.
What I found funny. Because he's like,
She's like,
I can fucking see and hear you. And he's like, oh shit, yeah, because of your super hearing and your like your X-ray vision and stuff. And she's like, no, you're literally just under the table. Like, I can literally
it's a coffee
see you.
Table.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no way that I wouldn't see you.
Yeah. That made me laugh. I was like, okay, good, you win. You made me laugh.
And then they have this weird thing where like Robin and her start making out after he saves her from the Penguin, and then Batman gets him, like, takes the mask off of her, and she's the Riddler, and then Batman was just like, oh, I just like to fuck around.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
I like that. That's my version of Batman. One that just likes to fuck around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it's Machine Full of Kids.
Right. Machine Full of Kids.
Short film, all right.
Yeah, no, I thought it was good.
If that was
the worst sketch in this, then this would be really good.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
Kids in Machines, that was funny, made me laugh. Short and sweet. The whole premise, kids are inside machines, so don't disrespect them.
Yeah.
Like your
photocopier or your printer or your...
Yeah, it's just like a bunch of kids looking sad. Just like, passing, like... photocopies of a sheet while grown men are like hurling abuse at them. Or like you don't hear them because it's like a, you know,
silent. It's one of those like, you know, child aid kind
of
£2 a week style kind of ads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then is it the
So then it's I Babe is cutting off dicks.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, it was a couple of these films, just a couple of them, these short films, were things where I was initially like, ugh, this just seems like, it feels like, you know, where you kind of feel the intention behind a short and maybe who was behind it and stuff. And
yeah.
Initially, it felt like, because they got this board meeting and they're talking about, it's referencing back to the iBabe stuff. And I was like, oh shit, it's Black Mirror again. And they were like, we've got an issue with the iBabe, and it's that we put a cooling fan in the vagina of the robot woman, and young men are getting their dicks cut off, or mangled, as they say, because they're trying to have sex with it. And the kind of joke is that the CEO guy is like, I don't understand. We never thought that this would happen.
Why would they, being
oblivious.
He's like, it's an MP3 player. Why are they having sex with it? And like the the like one female on the board is like, he's like, how, like, did anyone see this coming? I certainly didn't. And then she's like, yes, I did. Of course I did. Like, and no one ever fucking listens.
And they're all kind of just being like, they're chatting shit and whatever, and she's like getting pissed off with them. Yeah. Like, as soon as they had her side of things, I was like, okay, now this feels more of like a Mickey take of the kind of the people in the corporate structure. Sure. The fact that it's like, you know, very patriarchal and you know, you have the old white men at the top that are kind of just like, yeah, let's have one that's a woman. Oh yeah. And they'd be like, what, have sex with it? No, don't know what you talk about. And all this kind of stuff, and it just kind of seemed like a men dumb kind of thing, and I was all right. Which again was kind of in a way that she was like, oh, this is awful, but I was like, yeah, but they're making the joke, because then they bring out like another model, another naked robot. Yeah, and they say like, oh, now they get to choose it in different colors, and it's the black woman instead.
Yeah.
And I was like,
you've ruined it.
Okay. All right. Well, whatever. So I mean, short film mid.
Yeah, it was good until they did that. So, yeah.
Now I had a similar reaction to the next one. Which
is the...
This is McLovin is a nonce.
Okay. This was... I was like, this is just... I don't like this one.
It's no.
It's just, like, weird. Until...
Yes.
Patrick Warburton.
So... All right, so, okay, so... What,
yeah. The apparent
hey,
Guska.
Come on. What are you doing?
Got a very Guska.
Spinach buffs. So what happens is it's some like little kid and it's like some young kid and what's her name? Chloe Grace Moretz. Who is also like, I mean, I don't know how young, but she's like a young kid as well in this. And they're like kissing on the couch.
About our age. So however, we would have been.
Oh, now, yeah. I was going to say, not in the film.
No.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's probably around, like, you know, where they cast them a bit older, they cast them younger than they actually are in real life, so 15, she's probably maybe? Supposed to be around 13 or something, because she was 15 at the time. But anyway, yeah, so she's, like, you know, the point is that she's at the age where she's starting puberty and going through stuff, so she's kissing this guy, and then she goes to go to the toilet, and then realizes that she's had, like, her first period. And it's, like, to begin with, I was like, this really makes me feel uncomfortable because it seemed like...
Oh,
because
you think periods make you uncomfortable? Get a grip,
oh my God,
dude.
I've just outed myself. No, because it felt
with
like...
It, man.
Periods are cool, dude. I wish I had one. No, there was... So, no, but that's, the thing is, it like, I thought to begin with that the point of it was like... kind of the intention stuff behind it was like, ew, periods are awful, and the hilarious thing is that it's so bad and she's smearing blood everywhere and look how embarrassing it is, that's the humor.
Yeah,
but it then kind of flips on its head and you're like, oh no, the joke is that men are awful again, and they are saying, like, they're in the scene, they're the ones reacting and saying it's disgusting, oh my God, you're dying, and they have no idea what it is or what it means. So they're like, you're dying, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
You know, Patrick Warburton comes in and he's like, that's disgusting. All this kind of stuff. Like, her dad walks in and then just clearly doesn't care. And then her reaction's very like, she literally says, it's completely normal, you're all just idiots.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I get the joke now. I feel less uncomfortable, but not entirely.
Not entirely.
Yeah. But it was the ending which made me laugh, because there, and it was the one bit which I thought kind of, if if I kind of interpreted it with the intention it was supposed to, kind of was funny about how, again, it's kind of taking the mick out of, like, companies and advertisements and things, because they all just sit, like, she goes off, then Patrick Warburton sits down to watch the TV, and it's an ad where it's, like, these babes, and they've got, you know, they've got their legs out, they're on the beach, they're, like, run their hands along their legs, they're swimming in the water, and he's like, oh, yeah, it's all coming together. And it's like, you know, and all this kind of stuff. And then a fucking shark just comes up out of the water, slow-mo, like, with one of them in its mouth, and like, chomps her in half, and her legs fly off. And then it just goes, Tampax. And I was just like, all right, that one got me, because yeah. It's so ridiculous.
It's so out there,
And it's so out there, and it feels like that kind of, like, that kind of dumb advert where... It's clearly like no women were involved in it. It was just like a dumb, like, they don't know. They're just like, oh, blood.
Yeah.
Here, Tampax for your blood. And you're like, all right. That was like the one bit that got me with that. So I was, I think because of the way it flipped, I would say short film good.
Yeah.
But only because of when it flipped. Because. Yeah. Initially, I was very like, oh, that's all. Because she, like, because it starts by her, she goes off and there's like a red mark on the sofa, and this kid, and it's the thing where you're like, they're trying to make it as gross as possible, because they're like, oh, the kid is like rubbing his hand in the red and like sniffing it and getting all really close to it. And he's like, oh, I think it's, oh, he spilt some like cranberry sauce or something. And then as she's trying to, she's like, oh, I'll just watch the TV from here, and then moves along the wall, and there's a streak of red on the wall. And then he's like, oh, there's cranberry juice on the wall as well. And you're like, this is just, can we not?
Yeah, yeah.
But then, yeah, it flips. So it's not so bad.
Okay, so now this is very interesting.
Yeah.
Because now, context, we're recording on a Friday. Usually we record on a Tuesday. And
yes.
I, on the Tuesday, I couldn't record because I had, like, a crazy bad migraine.
Mm-hmm. Terrible excuse.
Yeah, terrible excuse. Basically, I was like, nah, fuck it. So, usually, what I do is that I watch the film on my phone at work and make notes then, because I just find it easier. And it makes it quicker for me because you usually get home before me. So it means
that I always do.
Yeah. You can watch the film and I'll already usually have made my notes. Now, because this was the day where I had my migraine, I got to this point and I was like, this was like maybe 2 p.m. And, like, I didn't go home right away after then. But I was like, I have to stop watching because I physically can't. So I stopped the film.
This was what gave you the migraine.
Yeah.
This
maybe.
Film gave you the migraine.
So I was like, it wasn't quite at this point. It was a bit earlier on in the film. So, but I was like, I physically can't watch this anymore. I'm going to have to stop. And then later on, I guess it got worse and worse. So.
Yeah.
The next day. Or maybe the day after, maybe yesterday, whenever it was, I was like, okay, I feel better, and I'll just finish the rest of the film and watch and finish my notes. Right now, this we had to rent, and when you rent a film,
oh no,
and you and you pay for the film, you get 48 hours to watch the film. So
oh, no.
I start watching the film. And then I'm like making my notes. I get to this one. It just about ends, or it goes on to the the in between bit where the kid's like, "We gotta find Ricky or whatever." Like the, I can't remember what it was. It was like
just an in between bit.
It's
with
the
in between
bit, and then suddenly it just stops. And then I was like, "Wait, what the fuck?" And I realized that I had run out of time to watch the film.
That's so dumb. If you're in the middle of watching it, it should just let you finish.
And then I was like looking at it, because it was like rent for £2.50 standard or £3.50 high definition. And I was looking at that screen for a good, like, 30 seconds. And I was like, I'm not going to rent it again. So, I did. I haven't seen the rest of the film.
You've not seen the rest?
No. Which is even funnier, because the whole point of doing this film was so we could watch a film with Terrence Howard in it. Because, as we will get to shortly, Terrence Howard has invented Maths 2. And I wanted an excuse to talk about Terrence Howard's Maths 2.
Yeah.
So I picked this film with Terrence Howard in it, so I could be like, oh, look, Terrence Howard. Did you know Terrence Howard Maths 2? I didn't even see the fucking sketch with Terrence Howard in it.
Oh my god.
So it was a completely pointless exercise. So
brilliant. Alright, what I'll give you a quick rundown. So we've got four other things that you didn't see. We had one where there's two guys with a leprechaun tied up in their basement. They beat the shit out of him, get a pot of, like, blackmail his brother for a pot of gold. His brother's in the pot of gold, and he attacks them. They shoot both of the leprechauns dead, and then they have a pot of gold, and then they go up into a bedroom, and he's like, this was the other surprise for your birthday that I had, because the leprechaun was one of them. And he opens it, and there's a fairy sat on the bed, like an adult woman with wings, and he's like, why'd you get me a fairy? And then she goes, I give blowjobs for gold coins.
Brilliant.
And that's the joke. also, leprechauns had some, like, dodgy CG, because I think they were, like, I don't think they cast little people. I think they just CG'd somebody's head onto, I mean, maybe they CG'd somebody's head onto a little person or something, but they was, like, weird CG heads. It was
nice,
a bit off. but then the next one was, I think, my favorite one, just because it wasn't so, it got silly at the end, but it wasn't so stupid outlandish. It's the Stephen Merchant and Halle Berry. Basically they have like a truth or dare thing, and because they're like, they're going on a date, and she's like, look, I've dated so many people, I've gone on so many dates and they're all boring. I want to do something fun. Let's do truth or dare. So then they start daring each other to do ridiculous things. She just dares him to like grab some guy's ass, you know, just sexually assault him. And he nearly gets beaten up. What he dares her to do was something I thought was quite funny, because there are elements of shock humor that, kind of darker humor, which I do find funny. And he basically dares her to go and blow out the candles on a blind kid's birthday cake just before he's supposed to blow them out. So they do the whole happy birthday to you, blah, 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 blah. And then when they finish it and he's about to blow out the candles, she blows them out and everyone is just silent watching her with like disgust. And then the kid blows the candles out because he's blind.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I was like,
this kid. So then they just dare each other to do... That's the thing. Do they say... Because they don't say anything. They just look at her, like, shocked and with, like, disdain. But nobody says anything. And I love the idea that they just don't tell the kid. But then they just go completely off the rails. Like, she dares him to get a tattoo. Like, it kind of does a montage, so you don't... You just see the dares that they're doing. So he gets a tattoo of a dick on the side of his face. She gets like full plastic, so like gets her lips done and her eyebrows done, and she looks freakish. And then she makes him have like awful, I mean, they're obviously fake, but like awful fake teeth and like a terrible bob haircut thing. And they both look like absolute freaks. And then at the end, he like walks her to a apartment.
Wait.
She's got massive, massive boobs and her face is all fucked up. And then she's like, I'm not really that interested in you, sorry, after all of that. But then she like opens the door again and she's like, nah, psych, I'm just kidding. Come here and ride me. And then they go into the bedroom.
Wait,
that's it.
I think I've seen this before, because doesn't he have it's not just that he's got big teeth. Isn't he, like, basically doing Asian blackface?
Do you know what? I didn't think about it like that, but you actually be right, because she looks at two Asian men, I think they were. She looks at two...
No.
I don't know if it was an Asian couple or it was two Asian men, and then she's like, huh, and then she gets him to do... Do you know what? Yes, I think that's probably what the joke was with that.
Oh, my God.
And I didn't even... Have you just looked at it?
I'm looking it up. She calls him, like... when she goes back and she goes... she's doing the... just joking. Like, come fuck me. She says... just joking, Lao Ming.
Oh, does she?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't realise that.
No. Oh, that's terrible. Oh, dear.
That's bad.
Oh, not good. Not cool,
that is
Stephen
bad.
Merchant.
Not cool, Stephen Merchant. He's normally all right, I think. Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Not cool. Awful. The other things they did were funny. Like, some of them were fucking... You were like, oh, God, that makes me... Not cringe, like, in like a cringe way, but cringe as in, like, you know, you see somebody get kicked in the balls and you physically cringe. Because he gets her to, like, squirt hot sauce up her cooch.
Oh, what the fuck?
That's
Why
just
is
one
everything
of the, that's,
so sexual?
I know,
it's
I know.
So
but that's just one of the, like, montage bits. And you're like, oh, God, oh, that's awful. So, yeah. Okay, so maybe that was not quite as innocent as I thought it was. I thought it was just like they were just making him look ridiculous, like crazy teeth, like dumb haircut. He looks completely at odds. He's got a penis on the side of his face. I did not realize that that's what they were doing. So yeah, okay, well that's that. I mean, the next one is the Terrence Howard one.
Yeah, what's
and
that?
The whole point of the joke is that he's a coach and he's got a basketball team of guys. It's set in like 1959. So okay. It's like the height of kind of, you know, just the awful racism, you know, fighting for civil rights and all this kind of stuff. But they're a basketball team and they're up against an all white basketball team. And they're like, you know, I think they start by saying, like, oh, coach, like, they've segregated us off. Like, it's just us against, like, the white guys and whatever. And the whole joke is that his whole team are like, what are we going to do? We can't win, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, you're black. This is the joke. He keeps saying to them, you are black. You will win. You will just win the game.
Oh,
because they're all like...
basketball.
Because it's basketball. That's the joke. They're all, like, 7 foot... And he jokes about, he like gets one of them to stand up at the front and he's like, how big is your dick? And he's like, about a foot and a half. And he's like, a foot and a half? And all this kind of stuff. And then he tells one of them to, well, he's just like, you know, because he keeps saying all these things where they're like, oh, but what about this? And he's like, literally, you're black. If he goes, if he's dribbling and then he goes to, he's about to shoot, you just smack it out of his hand and drape your balls along his face because you're so tall and then dunk on him, whatever. And literally that is just, he just keeps saying it. He's just like, you guys are black. Thing is, they keep using, not the N-word, but they keep saying Negro.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And
great.
Like everybody's saying it. There's literally a bit where the other team, all the like white frat boys come in and my God, they are literally, the whole joke is that they are constantly saying it and they are like emphasizing it. And then they go off and he's just like, you will win. You're black. And that's the whole thing. Then you have like a quick kind of, they're playing basketball and they're just continuously, they're just winning like super easy. And then you have like, you know, I guess, I don't know how basketball works, whether they just have like a halftime thing or they have more than one break. I don't know. But they're like on a kind of break where they're regrouping and they go to the coach, but because it's a montage thing, nobody's talking. He's just got on a whiteboard written, you're black, and then he's showing it to all of them. And then they go back on and then they just win the game. But they get like a foul because one of them has such a big dick that it drapes across somebody's face when he jumps over them. And then because of the foul, one of the white guys scores like a point. I probably sound like an idiot. I don't know what it is in basketball. but he like, you know, he gets one in and then they're all celebrating as if they've won because I think it's at the last minute. Right, and then you see the scoreboard and it's literally 1 point to them and like 100 and something to the other guys.
All right, that's like the...
Which is a funny thing at the end, but yeah. It just felt... It was super uncomfortable when they were dropping all the like racist stuff.
Yeah.
But that is just the joke. I was just like, I mean, I get the joke. He just says it the whole time. And I was like, okay, that's kind of it. I didn't know how to feel about it. Because it's one of those things where I was like, it didn't feel like it's coming. I feel like if that sketch, apart from all the, you know, the bit where the white guys come in and stuff, if that was made now, I feel like it would generally be fine. Like, I think people would find it quite funny because it's not, it's again, it's the intent behind it where it's kind of, it's not like it's a bunch of white people saying, oh, all black people do are play basketball and entertain people.
Yeah.
It's the kind of, it's like the joke against white people kind of thing ish, you know, where it's just
for sure.
They're shit and you're 7 foot. And yeah, he just keeps saying you're black, and then that's that. But then the last one, we'll get back to Terrence Howard in a sec. The last one is like kind of a Garfield parody, but it's like a 2D hand drawn kind of thing. And like the relationship between him and the cat, like again, it's really overtly sexual because the guy has a new girlfriend, the cat hates her, and he doesn't believe her that the cat is evil. And then she finds the cat jerking off in a room to pictures of the guy, the owner, and she's like, this is awful, I need to leave. And then the cat literally, like, it fucking ends where, like, she kind of makes up with the guy, and the guy's like, oh, I can just get rid of the cat, like, it's not that big of a deal, I don't care, I want to be with you. And she's like, great. And then they have sex, and then she goes to like leave, and the cat runs her or like hits her with the car. And she gets back up, and the cat gets out with a shotgun and hits her once in the back. And then she gets a shovel and starts smacking the cat around, and then ends up in like somebody else's garden, and it's like a kid's party. And everybody stood there horrified while she's beating the shit out of this cartoon cat with a spade. And then he comes in and he's like, how could you do this? And then all the kids are like, get her, and they all jump on her and start beating the shit out of her. And then this like little girl, because all these kids are like beating her, and this little girl picks up, like, I thought it was just a plastic spoon, but which it might have been, but maybe it was a knife or something. She just stabs her in the head, and like blood comes out. Like, she just genuinely stabs her in the head. And then the guy just like cuddles his cat, and the cat, a couple of times you see like a thought bubble come out of the cat, and the thought bubble comes out of him making out with the cat, and it ends. It's fucking weird. All it's right. James Gunn's one.
Yeah,
but fine.
That doesn't surprise me, actually. Especially with him getting, like, the girl getting stabbed in the head.
Yeah. Anyway, tell us about Terrence Howard. I've
right.
done enough talking.
The whole point is weird math, right? So, in 2015, if you haven't heard, Terrence Howard has invented Mass 2. And the whole vibe is that... we all think that 1 times 1 equals 1, but actually, that's stupid, because 1 times 1 actually equals 2. So in a 2015 article, interview, sorry, with Rolling Stone, this is where it all unraveled. He, like, did an interview with Rolling Stone. I think the article was called, like, Terrence Howard's Dangerous Mind, because he's all like, he's like, this will change everything. Like, we've all been banking wrong. Like, maths has been wrong for centuries. And he's like, so in the 2015 article, Howard explained that he had formulated his own language of logic, which he called teriology. Fucking amazing.
Which he
you
was
wonder why he lost the job as Rhodey from the Marvel.
So I did look it up. I was like, is this why? No, it's much like it's sad, but also way funnier once I explain some stuff, because he lost his job because he complained that Robert Downey Jr. was getting paid more than him, and Terrence Howard wanted to be paid the same amount. Now, reportedly,
yeah,
the amount that he was getting paid compared to Robert Downey Jr. is fucking criminal. Like, no wonder he was, like, complaining about it. However, sure. Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man, the linchpin of the Marvel franchise, no, you're not getting paid the same as him. So that's why he was fired. Also, in 2001... he was like convicted of assaulting his wife. That
I knew that. How did I know that? That's exactly what you were going to say. Yeah. You were like, so, he was convicted, and I was like, oh, was he punching his goddamn wife? Yeah. What is it with all these people?
It's the Marvel trait.
It's the Marvel. Yeah, it's the curse of Marvel.
I don't. That was in 2001, so I don't know how. I don't think that played much of a part. I think it was just this.
He wanted more, bit off more than he could chew, and Marvel were like, "Well, we can just replace you. We're early enough into the Marvel Cinematic Universe that movie, and we can just replace, because you know they do the thing where they're like in Iron Man 2, where I think we've talked about this probably more than once, where.
Rhodey comes in.
God, what's his name? Why have I forgotten his Don Cheadle name now? Don Cheadle, that's it. Where Don Cheadle comes in, and then he's like, Rhodey? And he goes, yep, it's me. I'm here. Let's move on. And you're like, haha, that's because you were recast. Yeah. Cool.
The Iron Man thing is hilarious but we'll get to that later.
Sure.
Because, so... He was keeping it secret until he had it patented, right?
Sure. He was that afraid people would take it from him.
Yeah. This logic language, he claims, would be used to prove the statement that 1 times 1 equals 2. This is his quote. How can it be equal to 1, he said. If 1 times 1 equals 1, that means that 2 is... of no value because 1 times itself has no effect. 1 times 1 equals 2 because the square root of 4 is 2. So what's the square root of 2? Should be 1, but we're told it's 2. That cannot be. Howard Blaine.
Huh?
Howard blames his leaving Pratt over disagreements with professor, Pratt is it was the university, like Howard. Terrence Howard is very intelligent, like he's got a high level of education, but he's just fucking stupid at the same time. Like, so he blames his disagreement with a professor regarding this hypothesis. Oh, sorry. He blames him leaving his college because he had a disagreement over his professor with this. He also stated that he spends many hours a day constructing models of plastic and wire that he patented and claims to confirm his belief. Now, I don't. You may have seen it, or you may have not. There's a video of him, like, on. It's not Loose Women he's on, but he. It's the equivalent.
Brilliant.
It's like a panel of middle-aged women, and he's sat in the middle, and he brings out this diagram, and he's saying all this bullshit about like 1 times 1 equals 2, and I invented it, and it's going to change the world. And because they have no fucking clue what he's saying, they're like, oh my god, that's amazing. Wow, you're so clever. And then he, like, brings out this fucking weird plastic wire model of, like, it's just like a geometric shape. And he's like, it's all about geometry.
this proves, because, and he keeps going on about 12s. He's like, because right. it's all connected by 12s, that therefore proves that 1 times 1 equals 2. And they're like, yeah. oh my God, that's amazing. And it's just nonsense. In 2017, Howard published his proof, so-called, of the claim that 1 times 1 equals 2 on his Twitter account. It was Brilliant. Heavily criticized as it contained multiple logical errors and faulty reasoning. Now, yeah. I have that tweet here.
I mean, just considering, while you were talking, I looked it up. The square root of 2 is 1.414213562137, not 1.
Exactly.
Yeah. Could he not have Googled it?
Right. So this is the paper that he produced, right? And it's yeah. titled Unbalanced Equation Argument, 1 times 1 doesn't equal 1, it equals 2, by Terence Dashenhoward. First Brilliant. And foremost, let us ask the most obvious question. Is this a finished equation? Yes or no? The answer is no! Let us start with our forensic audit there, in brackets. It is an incomplete equation. Why? Because it's not even on both sides. Yes, nature desires action, but demands equilibrium. Therefore, in order for an equilibrium to be finished / completed, both sides of the equation must be equally balanced. It doesn't close the bracket, and also, that makes no sense. Because that would mean that, like, he's basically saying, like, the equal has to, like, the equal sign, you could move it anywhere and it would be the same, which makes no fucking sense. Like,
he's, like, getting it misconstrued about the whole idea of, like, equals just means that both things on both sides are the same.
And yes. Yes.
Getting that exactly. confused that you could put equals anywhere and it would be the same.
Yeah.
How exactly. does that make sense?
I'll get to his, like, the whole reason. That it's funny because his whole reasoning behind this is dumb, but I can kind of see where he's coming from. But okay. he's taken it to
so
the
So you're
extreme,
saying
right?
that you're a believer in teriology, whatever it's
called. Yeah, of course. I'm yeah. trying to reason. I'm trying to explain to you.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but if you've got 1 plus 3 equals 4... If you swap the equals and the plus around, that's 1 yeah. equals 3 plus 4.
Yeah.
So exactly. it's so simple to disprove.
So, like, this is what he said. Yet, in the case of 1 times 1 equals 1, we have an unfinished equation. Because we have 2, brackets 1, on one side of the equation, and 1, brackets 1, on the other side of the equation. Let's attempt to balance this equation by first making sense of it. Let's label the relative factors. We will call the first value of 1 A. We will call the second value of 1 B. We will call the third value of 1 on the opposite side of the equation C. So essentially, what he's done is he's... So, this is hard to follow, but essentially, it's now A times B equals C, right?
Right.
So, remember the basic laws of common sense. If A times B equals C, then C must be some product of A and B. Which, let's just take a slide, it is. Because if you're timesing something by 1, it's just itself.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You're right there, Terence.
Could you... Yeah. So then if you said to him, all right, Terence, what's 3 times 1? And it'd be like, well, it's 3. And you're like, uh-huh. So you're saying that 3 times one instance of itself is just one instance of 3. So what's 1 times 1? Yeah.
So, yeah, in the order of 1 times 1, the value of either A or B has to be missing from the final product of C. Let's not jump the gun just yet. That's not me. That's what he wrote. Then, let's try and add one to both sides of the equation. Why?
Why? What for?
So, now it's A plus 1 times B equals C plus 1. So...
No.
So then it's brackets 1 plus 1 times 1 equals 2. So therefore, 3 equals 2 is what he's put. Because, again, he's worked it out wrong. So he he's written, right? That, yeah. You know, like basic maths, like where you do the brackets thing. So you've got one.
Yeah, we say bid maths. Other places say other things.
Bid maths. Yeah, yeah. So one, he's put.
So brackets one first. Times,
so brackets first bracket is just one. So he didn't need to put that in a bracket, but we'll just ignore that. So one plus, and then the bracket is one times one, which we know equals
is one.
So therefore, it's just 1 plus 1 equals 1, it equals 2, which it does. But he's somehow put, because he's put 1 times 1 in the bracket, and he's added 1 to 1 times 1, he's put that equals 3. Like, right. So now he's just written 3.
Oh, because he thinks that 1 times 1 is 2,
yeah.
So that would mean that it's 3.
Yeah, so he's just disproved
his
whole thing.
So he's disproving himself.
Because now 3 equals 2. So
he just thinks everything equals 2.
So associative and commutative law, when A and B are positive integers, that A is also to be added to itself as many times as there are units of B. What? So then 1 is added to itself, and then you get 2. Now, add the plus 1 to the left side of the equation, but why? But why wouldn't you add it to the right side then?
Because the thing is, if you substituted different numbers in there, the whole point when you put numbers in is that it's supposed to be... So if you were like... If it was like... you know, you've got, let's say, 3 times 2, and then the other side is 6. So you're like, okay, 3 times 2 is 6 equals 6. Yeah, we know that. 3 times 6. 3 times 2 is 6, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then you plus 1 to either side. So 3 times 2 plus 1 is...
7.
Which way around did he do it? So it's like 3...
So he's done 3... And yeah. Then in brackets, you would do 2 plus 1.
Then it would be times... Yeah, so then it would be 3 times 3 instead, because you do the brackets first, right?
Yeah.
So then it just doesn't make sense. Yeah,
exactly. Because he's done it in a bracket rather than... But then he's done it in a bracket and then multiplied it by the other number, but... He's only just added it to the other side. So, like, he's stupid. Not doing the same to each side. He's adding a number randomly.
I mean, yeah. We don't need to disprove him. Look,
he's disproving himself. It's amazing. We've gone through it. 3 equals 2, and that doesn't look like a balanced equation we were looking for, does it?
no, because you fucked it up.
Yeah, well, let's try to subtract 1 from both sides of the equation. So, he's gone...
That's why he did it.
Yeah, because he's like, yeah, but if you take it away... So, he's now taken away from the equation... 1 times 1 equals 1. He's minus 1 from one of the... This is so fucked. So he's so stupid. He's done like... I wish I could... it's because it's an audio... You need to look this up because it's... He's written... So he's written 1 times 1 equals 1. And then underneath that, he's written minus 1... then nothing equals minus one. So, like, he's doing what he said. He's taking away minus one from each side. But he's just throwing in minus one. So now what he's doing is he's got... He says that one equals zero. But actually what he's done is he's done zero, because he's taken that first one and minused it, times one equals zero. Because if you times anything by zero, it's zero, because it's zero.
Yeah, so because really, it's nothing.
So really, he's... just fucking worked it out wrong. Because he's just an idiot. What he's doing is he's not adding the rest of the equation. So he's throwing in extra numbers, but he doesn't do it to the rest of the equation. So instead of being like, okay, well, like, minus one from both sides, but I'm not going to minus it from the total of one side, I'm just going to take away one number. So that's his whole thing. He's just not doing maths right, basically. And then he goes, again, we have an unbalanced and unequal result, an uneven equation that we cannot call finished. One equals zero? One can never be equal to zero. And then he says, no thing? And then, yeah, 3 equals 2, that cannot be. Okay, let's simplify and the associative and commutative law of the initial equation. 1 times 1 equals 1. Add A to itself as many times as indicated by B. Since it has... Oh, I don't fucking know. He's just going on one.
It's literally just trying to create things to be like, oh, yeah, but if I add another 1 to it, and then if I... Let's take away that 1. And then look, it's proved it. Let's add 5 on for fun.
So this is his sweeping statement right at the end. So you see what happens when you follow the clear and express rules of the associative and commutative laws. I don't think you have, because you didn't. But anyway, the equation is balanced on both sides of the equal sign. The only logical reason for 1 times 1 to ever be equal to or have ever equaled 1 is because someone forgot to follow the basic rules of multiplication.
Oh, no, dude.
Otherwise, there is no way to make a mathematical sense or solve for the impossible hypothesis of 1 times 1 equals 1. Hereby, call... and pardon my French, bullshit on 1 times 1 equals 1. On that note, I must immediately declare that 1 times 1 equals 1 is a false statement, and likewise, based upon the current practices in the field of mathematics, 1 times any number would equal an unfinished equation, because both sides of the equation can never be equal as long as 1 times 1 equals 1. So that makes no sense. Then he wrote a book, right? Not just about this, just about his life in general, right?
Sure.
But in that book, he talks about a conversation he had with his professor. And it says, he's like, the professor goes to him and says, imagine we both have an apple each. Now, I take your apple. How many apples do I have? And Terence says, you have 2 apples. And then the professor says, okay, and how many apples do you have? And Terence says, I also have 2 apples. Right? Because his whole argument is that everything is connected and equal, and zero doesn't exist, because in his words, the laws of physics tell us that nothing doesn't exist, which is equivalent to zero. So because zero doesn't exist, then then basically that proves his whole 1 × 1 = 2. Because his whole thing, right, is that you can't have a cause without an effect. So if you're timesing something, then something has to happen. Like, if you time something, you can't end up with the same number that you've timed, right? Because then nothing would have happened. Like, if you take one and times it by itself, it can't just equal one.
He's just getting physics and, like, theoretical concepts of maths confused.
And he goes on about, like, everything is connected, and I believe that throughout, like, he goes on and he's saying, like, maybe not in this universe, maybe not in this plane, do we both have the two apples, but I believe that deep down everything is connected, and therefore we are sharing everything, and those apples that you have in your possession, I also have in my possession. Which,
oh my god, he's a goddamn communist.
Which is fucking hilarious, right? Because by that logic, Robert Downey Jr.'s wage is also your fucking wage. So why does it matter that he's getting paid more than you? It's so good. This guy.
That's
is a genius.
Brilliant. That is great. God, I can imagine his professor being like, huh? What you took? No, if I had one instance of no apples, that's no apples. Yeah. If I had no instances of one apple, that's no apples. What don't you understand?
Yeah.
Terrence Howard just slowly walks out of the classroom like, you'll see one day, Professor. Yeah.
I've got my teriology patented.
Yeah.
And the patent office were like, what, he wants to pay to patent this? I mean, fucking, yeah, why?
Oh,
yeah, sure.
But give us some money.
Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah. And then like, one day he has a book signing and the professor's there. And then Terrence has two apples on the desk, and he looks at the professor and he's like, you see, I also have two apples.
But yeah, thanks for sticking with us through that. I've been waiting so long.
I'm pretty sure we talked about Terrence Howard before we even started this podcast.
Yeah, I've been dying to talk about Mass 2. And now I finally have. So, thank you for humouring me. Next week, we are doing... Oh, we're doing Meg 2! It's Meg 2 week, baby!
But if it's Meg 2, does that mean technically it's also Meg 1?
Well,
Because 1 times 1 equals 2.
Yeah, so actually it's Meg 3.
Which means Maths 2 is just Maths 1. Oh my god. I understand now. I see the light. Glorious light of Terrence Howard.
Oh, he's so dumb. But yeah, Edith, if you want to keep up to date, we're at Bad Film Good on TikTok and Instagram and Threads.
Not Threads. Isn't that dying off now? Didn't that have like a short burst and now nobody cares? Something.
Yeah, because everyone was also, like, well, this is Twitter and we don't care about Twitter either.
And Twitter is now X. Fucking dumb. What an absolute edgy, stupid little boy.
Did you see that I read an article today was like there's talks of in some countries it might have to revert its name because of anti-pornography laws.
Well, yeah, because you call them Twitter videos or whatever, right? If you're like, oh, there's a video on Twitter, it's like a Twitter video.
Yeah.
So then everyone's like, now it's X videos.
And like, and it's,
it literally,
and
it looks
website
like a porn
is x.com. Like,
yeah,
it's
it literally
stupid.
Looks like a porn thing.
What?
He's so
idiot.
Dumb. He's wanted to do X everything, like, for God knows how many years. He called his kid X. He's just a dumb fucking guy with billions of dollars, and he's just treating the world like his playground. He's a right
And he
twat.
Made his money on apartheid.
Yeah.
There you go. Look it up.
Look it up.
He's a cunt.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're on X.
No.
Yeah, we've
we left that
memes
sinking
and stuff.
Ship a while back.
Yeah.
Technically, we're on there. I didn't delete the account.
Oh, we're still on X.
Yeah.
Post a... What's a tweet called now?
Post-an-X.
I don't know if it's actually true. Somebody said that they're called like X-tings or something, or X-ing, or like instead of tweeting. I don't know if that's true, though. It's just dumb. It's like, fuck off, man. Why can't you just go and just live on an island on your own?
Yeah, just
with all
die.
Your bloody money.
Sorry.
Do the ending of Don't Look Up. Get on a rocket and go to some other planet.
Yeah.
And then get eaten, please.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself. Anyway, if you want to
that's about it.
Give us a 5-star review. Or you could tell a friend or whatever. But as always.
No. Do it fuck. Properly. I love the like quiet little blee.
It's a segment where we leave you. We used to leave you with an inspirational quote from Inspirobot, which is a random quote slapped onto a random generated image. But then I was like, these aren't funny anymore. So I found the site ImageFlip, which is randomly generated memes. And then you said, nah, fuck that. I'm going to stick with Inspirobot. And
yeah,
then
I believe
we pit them together to see who was funnier each week. And as soon as we started doing that, Inspirobot started being funny again, and ImageFlip started being trash. The current score is 9 Inspirobot, 7 ImageFlip.
Yeah. I'm determined to keep this lead.
Yeah. But I don't mind. Do you want me to go first?
Sure. Why not?
Well, something interesting has happened with ImageFlip. Because it obviously... Because it's AI generated and it just like it obviously just keeps a track because you can make memes on ImageFlip as well. So I think it probably like takes the randomly generatedness from it of the words that it puts onto each image and like takes what other people are saying. Because this has like gone from one meme into another meme. Because have you seen the DJ Khaled clip where he goes, have you ever played rugby? Have you seen that?
I think so, because I think somebody sent me a video recently, it might have been you, probably, of different DJ Khaled clips where he's
top
life is Roblox or whatever. And then he's like, but what's he doing with the rugby clip?
It's so wild. He's at a restaurant and she's going like, oh, this, so what you're eating, you're eating asparagus with braised pork belly and whatever. And he goes, have you ever played rugby?
He's such a weird man.
He's off the chain, man.
DJ Khaled.
Have you ever played rugby? And perhaps what is this? So that people have obviously been making memes of that because now I've got the fucking "you like Krabby Patties, don't you, Squidward" meme. But it just says, "Have you ever played rugby, Squidward?" I said it to you.
Nice.
That made me fucking die because I've
like
been
obsessed
that
as a combo. Yeah, that does. That seems like something somebody had like during a height of that meme would have put together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it's good. Good shit.
Well, mine is a. It looks like an image of a. You know, you go into like a little tunnel. Like you're in the car, and your mum's driving. You're like. You're young, you're half asleep, you go into the cool tunnel that's underneath, like, probably you're just going through, like, a hill or something, and you go through the cool tunnel, and you've got all the strip lights at the top and stuff, and the kind of road goes through there. It's one of those kind of tunnels. And but we're stood outside the tunnel in the light, and there's a guy in a suit holding a white balloon that's covering his face. So it's like he's holding it in front of him, and it's up covering his face. So you've got the background of this tunnel behind him, and in the middle it just says, "High five for being hard."
Yeah!
Yeah! High five! I'll say it to you. There you go.
See, this is difficult for me because that was funny. But yeah. I do have a very sentimental value to DJ Khaled saying, have you ever played rugby?
The thing is, I mean, I wouldn't have, without context, I would not have known that that's what the SpongeBob thing is. Like, looking at it just as itself. But I like the fact that it's, in a way, kind of outwardly aware.
Yeah.
It depends how we want to judge it. Oh, I don't like. Well, I don't like that.
Should we give it a good old draw?
We could give it a draw. I think a draw is a fair shout. They're good for different reasons, so they can't really be compared.
Yeah, they cancel each other out. Although yeah. that can't be a thing because, as we know, zero does not exist.
Yeah.
So therefore, I'll add 3 to each side of the equation.
Damn.
And. Let me just add 3 to the score. So now it's 12 to Inspirobot, and it's 9 + 3 = 1.
no, don't start confusing it. And 7 = 7 + 3. We're now using from now on. AI Wars is going to be powered by Teriology.
Oh yes, and it's just fucked. We have no idea who's winning anymore.
Yeah. Oh, great.
But yeah,
this will be a long episode.
Yeah, thanks for listening, and yeah,
have a good one.
And shrimp shumai, and then half of them have chili aioli.
Shrimp what?
Shrimp shumai.
Have you ever played rugby?